Social Media, What, Why, and How to Be Productive by Laura Stack, the Productivity Pro. Like it or not, social media sites like LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter are here to stay. And it isn't just kids' stuff anymore. In fact, businesses and individuals worldwide keep finding interesting ways to use social networks and other interactive media online to do some pretty amazing things. From building their brands to getting to know their customers. So where do you stand in this new phase of the internet revolution, which many techies are calling Web 2.0? Perhaps you avoided it altogether, or you're an addict, or you're somewhere in between. But like most technology, social networks and other social media tools are great resources, but lousy masters. You could spend all day hopping around to different sites, updating your information, and connecting with people all over the world. But how does that add to your daily productivity, and can it? Since it's a brand new year, let's take a look at how you've been wasting time online. Or perhaps you should be spending more time dipping your toes in the social media waters. So what is social media? Don't worry if you've never quite gotten your head around the term. Even the experts don't have a great definition for it. Think of it this way. Social media generally refers to web-based tools that help you connect with people and share information. That's it. Help you connect with people and share information. This means networking sites such as LinkedIn and MySpace, as well as information sharing tools like blogs. Social media is really about connecting people with one another and information. So, what's the point? There was a time when social media was just a novelty, something that people just did for the sake of doing it. The technology was new and it was fun to connect with people and find new sources of information and new perspectives. Actually, it can still be a lot of fun. The explosion of blogging created an environment where anyone could be a publisher and share their ideas for little or no cost. The advent of social networks gave individuals unprecedented access to one another. Suddenly, chatting with your old friends from college wasn't limited to the class reunion. And today, social media has evolved beyond being just a toy for tech lovers. As more and more people get involved and the concepts become more mainstream, social media has also become more useful as a professional tool. My favorites are LinkedIn. This is a great site that allows you to create a professional profile and make business contacts online. Most users see the site as a relatively no-nonsense one, which makes it a great resource for building professional relationships and for reaching out to people that you'd like to meet virtually. I have almost 500 contacts currently, all of whom I know personally and would do business with or to refer to others. You can view my LinkedIn profile at linkedin.com/in/Laura Stack. Blogs I also recommend highly, such as TypePad or WordPress, whether it's part of your site or not. These have become a great way to share your expertise with the world and build your personal or corporate brand. My blog, theproductivitypro.com/blog, allows me to share productivity news and insights in an impromptu, informal way. That means my clients and those interested in productivity are more likely to be familiar with my work, my personality, and my qualifications. Third, I like Twitter. Twitter is a micro blog and has a concept that is perhaps the simplest of any of the social networking sites out there. Throughout the day, you simply post the answer to a straightforward question, which is, what are you doing? And you don't even really have to answer that question. You can simply post an interesting piece of information you've just discovered. These updates, or tweets as they're called, are limited to 140 characters. Others can elect to follow your updates and view your posts. Because of the no-pressure, minimal approach, you'd be amazed at how quickly you can build your network on Twitter. It's a great, fast-paced way to meet people, keep up with friends and colleagues, and build your personal brand online. You can follow my tweets at twitter.com/Laura Stack. Facebook is a social networking site that allows you to create a personal profile that can be viewed by others. You can exchange messages, share posts, and even virtually poke your friends. I use Facebook more socially than professionally, mostly to keep in touch with friends and family. The site is easy to use because it allows you to join groups. For example, your graduating class or your hometown or fan clubs. And it's surprisingly easy to connect with people you haven't heard from in years with a simple search. I have a Facebook present and over 200 friends, but this group tends to be different than my LinkedIn group, which I try to reserve for professional networking. I use Facebook to update my buddies on my world and stay in touch. You have to be careful knowing anyone can see your posts. I could go on about the different platforms that are out there, but that really isn't the point. The thing to keep in mind is that there are a variety of sites available to you and that you need to pick and choose which makes sense. My favorite is LinkedIn, where I can ask people in my network for introductions to people in their networks. I've gotten business from doors that have been opened by others for me. Don't spend a lot of time doing research or comparing sites. Go with your gut and start exploring what's out there. Some things you will like and see the value in, and some you won't. The best way to figure out what's what is to experiment a little. These sites are extremely user-friendly and designed to be intuitive. Generally speaking, the site will ask you for your information as you go and help you get started. The best way to decide what appeals to you is to do some browsing and try a platform or two and simply get your feet wet. Now, once you have your account set up on one or more social platforms, there are a few things to keep in mind concerning the day-to-day activities associated with staying connected online. First, keep up with it. Whether you are maintaining a social networking profile or your own blog, keep in mind that a neglected site gives a bad impression. Especially when networking professionally, information that is inaccurate or out of date is going to reflect badly on you. If people see, for example, that your LinkedIn page has been untouched for months, they may just assume that you're no longer a player at your company or in the industry. Next, censor yourself. For whatever reason, the internet has an odd way of releasing people's inhibitions, and often not for the better. Especially if you're planning to tap social media professional networking purposes, think about what you are putting out there. You really need to look at every post, assuming that it will be read by your boss, coworkers, clients, your parents, your kids, anybody. If you already have a site that features some less than flattering content or images, now is the time to clean it up. Need more convincing? Social networks are increasingly becoming part of the hiring process at many companies. What would a potential employer find out about you if they put their mind to it? Would a prospect desire not to hire you based on the attitude you exude on the page? Next, limit your social networking at work. The internet is one of, I'd probably say the biggest, enhancer of productivity in our lifetime, but it's also one of the biggest productivity drains. Social networks are no exception. Make sure you keep your social networking, whether that means reading blog postings, updating your profiles, or checking out other people, under control. Set proper boundaries for yourself. Some people simply can't do this and waste inordinate amounts of time on social sites each day, leading some companies to block websites such as MySpace. It really doesn't take that much time to sit down once a day or twice a day to check in on things and make sure your communication is up to date. But it's extremely easy to find yourself wasting half the day doing it. There is limitless information out there and millions of people available to meet and interact with. Just be sure you keep a handle on how much time you're spending doing it. Lastly, limit your social networking at home too. By the nature of the beast, even if you use your social networks primarily for professional purposes, you're going to end up having some fun too. Just remember that even though there are countless interesting people out there in cyberspace, there are a handful of much more interesting and important people right under your nose in your very own home. Don't neglect the real people in your life just because you're busy interacting with the ones in your computer screen. So get out there, start using social media, and begin communicating. Once you're up and running, see where it takes you. Just don't let it take you out of the productivity zone. Make it a productive day. This podcast, copyright 2008, Laura Stack, all rights reserved, theproductivitypro.com.